Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Siebert, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball towards left. Clinton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Clinton. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clinton. Euler reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive to center field. Hinton throws towards Gonzalez. Gonzalez fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gonzalez. Freehan scores. Euler scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Joe Askew. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Richie Sheinbloom pinch runs for Dick Hauser. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Lee Stang now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Cash steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.